The Monroe County Sheriff's Office is encouraging people to help crack down on distracted drivers by telling deputies if they see someone texting and driving. Sheriff Patrick O'Flynn joins us now to talk more about this new citizen campaign against distracted driving. Sheriff, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Oh, great to talk to you and great to have you back.
Well, thank you very much. Sheriff, just how prevalent of a problem is distracted driving in our community?
Well, we get about 50 calls a week minimum for people reporting either erratic or distracted driving. So it ties up some time in the 911 center, and we said, we got to try to see if there's something we can do. And what this is more of an informational campaign. If someone is out there, sees someone texting or talking on their cell phone and causing them, obviously, to be distracted, then they can, when they get back home, if they remember the license plate number and the basic description of the car, they can go online and report that to us.
What happens on your end once someone makes a report about another driver?
When we get the report, what we'll do is we'll run the plate, and then we'll send a friendly letter to the individual just informing them that, okay, you've been observed, someone's reported you as being distracted when you're driving, and we encourage you to refrain from that kind of activity because it is dangerous. Over 8,000 collisions occur every single day across the country and based on distracted driving.
How effective do you think that type of warning will be, Sheriff? Has any research gone into that sort of thing?
No, but actually what we're trying to do is just have people more aware. And then if they know that people are going to be out there and have a way of reporting them, because we do get a lot of people that are frustrated saying there should be something, we should be able to get involved and help the police. So this is one of the avenues. But as we said, there's no penalty directly involved. However, it is an awareness campaign, and hopefully people being aware will then refrain from doing it.
We sometimes hear even supporters of laws that prevent things like distracted driving say that in some ways they feel this kind of law is almost unenforceable. When you think about how seldom, perhaps, a police officer might be able to catch someone in the act of texting while driving.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. When it comes to driving violations, they have to occur in the officer's presence. So in order to enforce the law and write a ticket and have a penalty attached, the officer would have to witness it personally. But this, hopefully, people say, hey, and other people are watching me too. Maybe I'll pull over or refrain and wait till I get home to make the call or text.
Why do you think people in our community, and I'm sure it's not just limited to our community, but why do you think folks aren't getting the message about how dangerous it can be to text and drive?
Well, we're in a really fast-paced world, and the expectation now is no longer, if I page this person, he'll call me in 15, 20 minutes. It's instant communication. So I think it carries on to where people are out in their vehicles, and they feel as though they have to communicate with that individual directly because that's just the expectation, it seems, with communication these days. But hopefully people can realize that the dangers involved are much more serious than the instant communication capability.
Are there any ages or demographics of the population, do you think, that are more prone to doing this than others?
I think the younger population is definitely more attuned to it, and the expectation of the communication and the responses is there much more so than the aging and senior population. But I think you're seeing business and just routine communication, especially texting, is becoming much more prevalent in all the age groups.
And, Sheriff, more information is available on the Sheriff's Office website?
Yes, it is at www.monroecountysheriff.info.
Sheriff Patrick O'Flynn, thank you again, sir, for joining us this morning.
Thank you, and great to always talk to you.